This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we've been talking yesterday that there are different kinds of prayer and the different kinds of prayer have different rules. It's like in sports. Baseball and basketball are both sports, but they have different rules. You can't play baseball by basketball rules. You can't take the baseball and dribble down to first base. You can't take a bat and bat a basketball through the hoop. You have different kinds of rules. So we've been going over several kinds of prayer, basic prayers. I'm just going to mention some other kinds of prayer. There's the prayer of agreement, Matthew 18, 19. It has its rules. There's the prayer of praise and worship, Acts 13:2, Acts 13:26, and all the Psalms, of course. There's united prayer, Acts 4:24. Sometimes it seems that the only way to get something is through united prayer. These kinds of prayer are basic. We will move on now to prayer of utmost importance for working with God in the end of days, and indeed for life itself in the end of days. Chapter 16, A Body Prepared. Now, we go a little deeper. Now we get more specific to the end of days. The next chapter, the authority of the believer, is of number one importance. In fact, I debated about whether to put this chapter first or the next one. Prepared for Him. One morning recently, just as I awoke, this phrase was going over and over in my spirit. A body hast thou prepared for me. A body hast thou prepared for me. It was made known to me that another layer of illumination of the meaning of the scripture was being given to me. Of course, in its basic meaning, the scripture speaks of the Messiah, the Anointed One. But on this morning, as I awoke, the Lord was revealing to me that the church, the ecclesia, the assembly, is prepared and is being further prepared for Him. One of the Lord's chief needs in the earth is a body through which to work. A body through which He can, number one, bring His will, His plans into the earth. Number two, stop the strategies of the enemy. I knew that the words going round and round within my spirit were the words of the Anointed One when He came from the regions of eternity to walk in time. The words He uttered when He came to the earth to consummate the Father's great plan of redemption, as recorded in Hebrews 10:4 through 7, and I read, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Just as Hebrews 10:7 declares, it is written in the volume of the book of Psalms. And here's where it's written. Psalms 40:6-8. "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." God designed man for redemption. God made man a creature of blood. God was not restricted to create creatures of blood. Angels have no blood. Lucifer was not created with blood. God called man Adam, connecting him in the wonderfully revealing Hebrew language to blood, dam, and the ground, adama. Both blood and ground are red. Red is adam. God put spirit man and his soul into a body of flesh, made of the dust of the ground. Man's body, an earthen vessel could be broken and the blood poured out, a life for a life. If a divine one would go to earth, incarnate, and live without sin, quote, in a body prepared, his vessel could be broken and his perfect life poured out in his blood for the remission of all sin. In some eternal moment, in some heavenly place, the one we call Savior agreed to consummate the Father's great plan of redemption, first in heaven and eventually at Calvary. Our Lord Jesus offered himself through the eternal Spirit without spot to God. It is recorded in Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? In what is a great mystery, God the Son became the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Jesus came to do God's will. He delighted to do God's will. Every day of his earth walk, he did only God's will. What a contrast to Lucifer. Lucifer was the first one to cross God's will. He fell declaring 5 infamous I wills. That's recorded in Isaiah 14:12-15. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? In other words, how did it happen? Here's how it happened. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. We are a body prepared to do God's will in the earth. God has a will for the earth and its peoples. In our dispensation, we are to be his body, his channel through which he can get his will into the earth. Christ, the Anointed One, is the head. We are the body. Ephesians 1:22-23. And you have put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church, which is his body. That settles it. The church is his body. The Greek word translated church is ekklesia. It means assembly or a gathering of called out ones. We are a body of called out ones from every tongue, nation, tribe, assembled into a body of which he is the head. John Wesley said, "It seems God is limited by our prayer life, that he can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him." Why? It has to do with the authority on the earth. God needs a body through which to work on the earth. A man I saw recently was wearing a t-shirt which said, "God doesn't need me, I need God." Sounds so religious, so humble, but it's untrue. God needs a body through which to get his will into the earth. Many scriptures attest to the fact that the ecclesia is that body. We are a body prepared and being prepared for him. And he has given to those who are called believers authority, the authority of the believer. Chapter 17, Authority of the Believer. Through my years at Hagen Ministries, I kept track of how many copies of each book title was published. By far, the Believer's Authority outsold every other book. In 1980, through very supernatural happenings, I began to go to Soviet Russia with Rhema Bible Training Center graduate Jim Caseman and his wife Kathleen. We continued regular travel there to minister to the underground church through the days of communism and even after its fall. Our amazing adventures are the stuff of another book I have long intended to write. What is relevant here happened because of the Lord's direction to Jim to get 3.3 million copies of Kenneth E. Hagin's books behind the Iron Curtain. I am witness to the fact that the Casements got the job done. 3.3 million books printed and distributed in KGB days. Accomplishing that feat from translation to delivery through every carrier imaginable is worthy of inclusion in the Book of Acts if it is still being written in heaven. One of those books, and the most important, was The Believer's Authority. After communism, Jim was watching a network newscast in which a high-ranking communist Chinese military officer was being interviewed. The newsman asked him, "What was the cause of the fall of communism in Russia as you see it?" He answered, "I know what happened in Russia. It was the Christians, and it's not going to happen in China." East German Christians testified at a Kenneth E. Hagin meeting in Broken Arrow how they had received a German translation of The Believer's Authority. They told how they banded together and used the truths they learned to believe for a bloodless fall of the Berlin Wall. We received this testimony just after the fall of that wall, which was really the fall of communism. Understanding the authority of the believer is of top importance in working with God in prayer in the end of days. For one thing, believers who understand it are not afraid. They humbly operate in authoritative power. Kenneth Hagin's foreword in his book, The Believer's Authority, reads as follows. Back in the 1940s, I asked myself the question, do we have authority that we don't know about, that we haven't discovered, that we're not using? I had had little glimpses of spiritual authority once in a while. Like others, I had stumbled upon it and had exercised it without knowing what I was doing. I wondered, is the Spirit of God trying to show me something? So I began to study along this line, think along this line, feed along this line, and I began to see more and more light. An article in the Pentecostal Evangel prompted my study on the words power and authority. Then I came across a wonderful pamphlet entitled The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, a missionary to China and the Philippines, who later edited the Alliance Weekly. As a result of my studies, I concluded that we, as a church, have authority on the earth that we've never yet realized, authority we're not using. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority, but before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs, they will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do. In the last paragraph of his foreword, Kenneth Hagin, I believe, prophesied the time in which we live, the end of days. I believe we are that company, a prayer force that is rising up with the authority that is ours. Kenneth Hagin said that he received much of enlightenment from John A. McMillan's book, and we're going to begin reading from that book tomorrow. I have all of this printed in my book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, and you can get it from us for only $10. Just write Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and include $10 per copy, or call 1-800-972-3447, or go to billybrim.org. This is Billy Brim, and we will be back here tomorrow talking about the believer's authority. Shalom.